Welcome to the Grind Scheme of Things. Let's have this conversation about doing what you hate. In this episode and in this conversation, I am talking about doing what you hate. That's right, doing what you absolutely can't stand doing. But there's a secret to why you should do what you hate. And that's what I get into in this episode of the Grind Scheme of Things. All right, if you are interested in looking to break through and having remarkable results in your life experience, whether that's in the category of your faith, your spirituality, as I call it, or social life, or your financial life, or emotional well-being, or physical well-being, there are things that you got to do that you just can't stand doing, okay? And then on the other side, there's benefit to that. But I break it all down in this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things. If you're looking to overcome your own inner tendencies to procrastinate and push things off, this is the episode that you don't want to skip. Do what you hate. Very simple. If you can't stand it, you should do it. So as we enter this season of the year, this part of the year, we got to focus on what are the things that we just can't stand. Now, there's two sides of the things that we can't stand. There's the things that we can't stand that we have to do, right? Which are upsetting, disappointing. And I'm the king of peeves, you know, like I can't stand, you name it, I can't stand it. Okay, like, there's all kinds of things that just get under my skin and annoy me and just worry me. Okay. And at the same time, there are things that I find great delight and great joy and great peace and great satisfaction in, okay, and fulfillment in and participating in. As we go into this leg of the year, one of the things that I want to invite you to focus on is, what is it that you want the rest of this year to be about? As in, what's the byproduct? At the end of the day, you're going to go through all these motions, all these actions, all these activities. What's the deliverable? However many months from now that you're getting this. Okay. And I would almost put any money down that the deliverables that you want from yourself this year are through a path of a number of things that you will enjoy doing, and for sure, a number of things that you just cannot stand doing. And one of the things, for example, that I can't really stand doing is running. Running and even exercise. Okay? Counter to some of the footage, videos, content that I've shared or posted, I just have not found, I can't remember the last time I left the house, you know, with my running shoes on and workout gear on and thought, oh man, I can't wait for this. I mean, there are times that before leaving the house, it takes me 45 minutes to put the shoes on before going out of the house, okay? Now you have to think, why would I take 45 minutes, sometimes longer, to get out of the house? Why? It's because I can't stand it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the sweating, if it's the movement, if it's the sore legs. I don't know what part of that is unpleasant, but there's this part of me that just says, no, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to do this. It's cold out there. I mean, oh goodness gracious. All right. I have all kinds of feelings about doing this thing. Okay. And so the procrastination, I guess, special here is that I take my time before stepping out and running. And I'll find all kinds of other things to do. Oh, I got to organize, you know, organize the paperwork and oh, there's this bill that I didn't pay. Oh, let's see what's on Instagram. And you name it, I've done it, right? Just before running and leaving the house. So hopefully you can relate to this. So why am I saying you should do what you hate? Well, one of the things I'm realizing is that there's two sides of the things that we hate. There's the things that we can't stand doing, Like in my case, I just use the illustration of running for you. It could be paperwork for you. It could be reviewing finances for you. It could be, you know, giving people rides. I don't know. Whatever it is, right? You got your thing that gets to you, okay? And that you delay on. But then there's the other thing that, you know, we have to look at, which is what we can't, what we hate, which is we hate when the results aren't there, right? We hate when that overdraft fee hits, okay? You hate when you spent more than you planned. You hate when you get to the airport and you missed the flight or you almost missed the flight. You hate rushing. You hate, you know, leaving things to the last minute or whatever the things that you get what I'm saying? So there's two sides of the hate. There's the experiences that you can't stand. And then there's the experiences of the things you have to do sometimes in order to avoid the things that you can't stand. So can't stand whether it's, you know, your physical condition in the forms of health and wellness, metrics, weight, skin condition, stamina, right? You name it. If you can't stand being winded, if you can't stand being too weak to pick things up, if you can't stand, you know, always being, you know, the last to get there, or whatever the thing is for you as an experience, then there's the other side, which normally is through a path of the things you can't stand doing in order for those things you can't stand experiencing to go away. So you got to pick what you're going to hate. Am I making sense with this? Okay. So to borrow from this illustration that I just shared a moment ago about running, and it's not just running, it's just to be fair, right? It's a couple miles, nothing crazy. But in some cases, even if it's, you know, running to get to, whether it's the gym or get to the park, you know, there's still, you know, a resistance there to participating in the next activity, which is the lifting or the calisthenics or whatever it is that needs to be done, okay? Or the weightlifting, okay? So all that to say, I am now entering the season of I'm picking what I hate and I'm taking on what I hate or can't stand in order for me to have the other things that I hate and can't stand go away. So I can't stand not having the physical capacity to engage and participate in activities that I know that I'm capable of. So for those of you who've been following this podcast, and if you haven't, you can, this is an opportunity for you to listen to other episodes. There's a podcast that I released last year about running a Spartan. And this year, I decided to, you know, do it again. Okay. This one is totally, you know, I want to say it's totally different, but it's different in the sense that it's done in an urban setting as opposed to a country, you know, hiking trail sort of experience setting. Okay. But all that to say, one of the things that I remembered from, you know, that event is that I remember beginning to train for that because there was all kinds of things I couldn't hate. I couldn't stand the idea of the, you know, the person I was going to run this event with, you know, you'll hear the story there, right? I didn't want to get beat. I didn't want them to be in better condition, better condition than me. There, I said it. I didn't want them to have anything to just point the finger at me and laugh and be like, "What? Man, I thought you were strong. Man, I thought you were fit. Man, I just couldn't stand the idea," right? That someone would question my physical capacity and condition to participate in that event. Okay. All right. So now some could say, "Oh man, is that ego?" Yeah, you know, sometimes, yep, that helps. Okay, that helps. Cause I don't know if for any other reason I might have trained as diligently as I did, or at least tried to. So all that to say, I give that illustration to say, even beyond this particular instance of me registering and participating or anticipating to participate in a future event, Spartan event, I know that it's going to require, in this case, you know, as far as I know, I'm running this one, you know, independent, right? I'm not going and anticipating that someone else is going to run this event with me, who I have to, you know, keep up with or measure my performance with respect to, right? And even if maybe, you know, you that's listening, you know, you're thinking, hey, you know what, where is that sport? And I'll join you, right? And that's actually, it's kind of good, because, you know, if I know you're going to be joining me, then I have to now, you know, put in some extra reps so I don't embarrass myself. I hate feeling embarrassed. That was the other thing I kind of wanted to underscore in that other story that I was sharing about with last year's Spartan, right? I just couldn't stand the idea of just embarrassing myself. So all that to say, we got to do and come down to, it comes down to, you got to do what you can't stand in order to avoid what you can't stand. Am I making sense now? And so for me, today, as I was about to participate in this next run / exercise session, and I just saw, I could hear myself. I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to run. I don't want to do the push-ups. I don't want to do the pull-ups. I don't want to do the squats. I don't want to do the, what do we call it? The burpees. I'm just not in the mood. I'm never in the mood to do those exercises. However, I definitely know that I don't like what's on the other side if I don't. And so this is a game of hate versus hate. Okay, what do you hate more? Right? And participating in the thing that you gotta just confront, so that, you know, you can avoid those scenarios that you really can't stand. All right. So this is a message to the inner procrastinator in you. If you got one of those, inner procrastinator cells, let's confront it. Let's have an amazing combination of day, quarter, week, month, season of, you know, as Goggins would say, getting after it. Oh, goodness. Stay hard and staying focused on the things that really inspire us as an outcome and as a result. Okay. You might not be inspired by the idea of the hard stuff. And let me kind of flesh out, I'm going to close out with this like thing about, okay, what's the hard? I'm talking about physical fitness stuff, but I also want to incorporate that it's not just the physical. In some cases, I can't stand doing things like networking and schmoozing and, hey, how you doing? And what's going on? And what do you do? And, oh, I'm this and I'm that. You know, there are some things, I'm just using that another thing as an illustration. You know, as social and sociable as I can be, sometimes, many instances, I really don't enjoy going out, being out and about and rubbing elbows with people, right? It's not because I don't love people. There's just times where I'm just like, I'd rather just be in front of my laptop tinkering away. Okay. There's, you know, as I develop a 25 Blueprint app, there's work to be done and things to be set up and the time that it takes. There's marketing and training and learning and scheduling calls and following up and managing teams of specialists to work on different parts of the business to make things flow. I don't love all of that, but I definitely know that I have to begin and cultivate this depth of character and habit that's okay with engaging with things that I don't love in order for me to have the results that I do love. Okay. And that's the flip side of this. You do the things that you can't stand and that you hate in order for you to avoid the scenarios and situations that you hate. So if, for example, I wanted to, you know, increase participation and engagement in whatever my app, you know, 25 Blueprint app or 25 Blueprint products consists of, naturally, it makes sense that I have conversations, that I get to know people and what their pain points are and what their challenges are and what their workflow issues are. Right? I mean, it makes sense. If I really want to deliver on a product that's going to really save and support people from their suffering and their troubles and their procrastination tendencies, I've got to be in the conversation, right? So I've got to exchange. Okay, I don't necessarily always like being out and about, but something that I'm willing to do in order for me to follow through on something, right? That's more important, okay? And valued by me, okay? All right. So hopefully this kind of squares it away. It's not just about doing the things that you can't stand in the physical kingdom. We're talking about things that you just can't stand in any kingdom. I mean, it could be getting up, it could be meditating, it could be yoga, it could be whatever the thing is that you resist. It could be, you know, talking to people. Like I mentioned earlier, reviewing your finances, taking retreats and time to pull away. Maybe, you know, that for you just always, you just feel like you'd be more productive if you just never took any time off, right? Some people just don't want to take time off. That could be the thing that you can't stand. But if you don't do it, there's going to be the outcome of that, okay? And then, of course, we've already talked about the physical kingdom stuff. So all that to say, it's important and valuable for you to really take inventory, okay? As an exercise, you can take inventory of 3 or 5 things that you just can't stand and hate doing. But understanding, okay, well, what's the outcome of that thing if you don't do it that you also hate or can't stand? Okay. So that's why I say do what you hate. If you are willing to do what you hate, you are definitely welcome to have an experience of enjoying what you love. All right. That's it in this episode. And I hope to catch up with you in future episodes of the Grind Scheme of Things. And if you need to put together these principles into practice and you need a blueprint to carry you through, of course, help yourself to the resources in the description section. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things. So hopefully by now you are crystal clear and understand why it's so important for you to do what you hate, right? In order for you to experience what you love. And hopefully it balances things out, you know? I don't know if there'll ever come a time where I totally, absolutely enjoy all the things that I mentioned that I can't stand, but hopefully I will overcome those things and not even put second thought to them because of the benefits that come from doing those things that I hate, right? So this is where kind of the foundations of discipline start to kick in. So anyway, if you have enjoyed this episode and you need some tools to guide you along the way as you create your blueprint or your game plan to break through what you can't stand doing in order for you to experience what you can't wait to experience, then help yourself to a resource, whether in the form of videos or PDFs inside of the description section that are all formatted in 24 blueprint frameworks. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon.